there was always somebody, a man, standing by one of the firs. And this was in daylight, you know. He was never in front of me. I always saw him with the tail of my eye on the left or the right. And he was never there when I looked straight for him. I would lie down for quite a long time and take careful observations and make sure there was no one. And then when I got up and began prospecting again, there he was. And he began to give me hints, the signs. It was like someone scraping at my back all the time.
set yourself on fire. You set yourself on fire. Red on our breath with no blood or bones. Never grows weary, never grows old. Mutters and mumbles in infinite waves. Ever the tyrant to a willing slave. You set yourself on fire. Set yourself on fire.
Good evening. Welcome to my house of horrors. Horrible, wasn't it?
Beware of their promise. I say before I go forever. Be sure of what you say. The words may come too easy if you don't believe I'm leaving. And goodbye may come too quickly if you really think they love you. If you really thought they loved you, you would give your love so sweetly. If the day could last forever, you might fall in love completely. But that night
a soul, a soul cake. Please, good missus, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry, or any good thing to make us merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him that made us all. God bless the master of this house and the mistress also, and all your little children that round the table grow. Likewise your men and maidens, your cattle and your store, and all that dwells within your gates, we wish you 10 times more. A soul, a soul, a soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake. Apple, a pear, a plum or a cherry, any good thing to make us merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him that made us all. The lanes are very dirty and my shoes are very thin. I've got a little pocket I can put a penny in. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you. A soul, a soul, a soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake. Apple, a pear, a plum or a cherry, or any good thing to make us merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him that made us all.
Skeleton makes good. There's so many things to feel and see while you're awake. They're just out of reach, out of grasp. Yeah, out of reach. And just as many, maybe more. the minute that you sleep. So I got to throw my preach. Skeleton breath, scorpion blush. I have a crush on your skeleton. Watch out, unsuspecting stranger. You'll fall off the log, head first into dreams, end up screaming. This will comb the wolf, and that will comb the fog. What will peen the rain? What will preen the hog? Oh, you mean earth and hell over you, and laugh at your tire tracks if you get up. Skeleton makes good.
Strong, gentle, and charming prowls along my brain as though in his own home. When he mews, we hardly hear, so tender and discreet is his tone. But whether his voice is mild or vexed, it is always rich and deep. That is his special talent and his charm. This voice, which purls and seeps down into the depths of my being, expands in me like a harmonious verse and delights me like a magic philtre. It soothes the cruelest sufferings and is filled with every ecstasy. It needs no language to capture the deepest meanings. There is no bow that can sweep my heart. Perfect instrument, more richly drawing song from even its most sensitive string than your voice, O mysterious, strange cat, in whom everything, as in an angel, is as subtle as it is harmonious. From his blonde and brown fur comes a perfume so sweet that one night I was caught in its balm by having caressed it once, only once. He is the familiar spirit of the house, judging, presiding, inspiring all things within his empire. Is he magician or god? When my eyes are drawn as by a magnet toward my beloved cat, and I obediently look upon him, I look into myself, and I am amazed to see the fire of his pale pupils, bright lamps, living opals, hypnotically fixed on me.
People in this world, women. Was out for a walk. When a storm came up, he looked for a place to take shelter. Soon he came to an old house. He ran up on the porch and knocked on the door, but nobody answered. By now, rain was pouring down. Thunder. Lightning was flashing. So he tried the door. It was unlocked. He went inside. Except for a pile of wooden boxes, the house was empty. He broke up some of the boxes and made a fire with them. Then he sat down in front of the fire and dried himself. It was so warm and cozy that he fell asleep. When he woke up, a black cat was sitting near the fire. It stared at him for a while. Then it purred. And he dozed off again. When he opened his eyes, there was a second cat in the room. This one was as big as a wolf. It looked at him very closely, and it asked,
"Shall we do it now?"
"No," said the other cat. "Let's wait till Martin comes."
He closed his eyes again. He took another look. But now there was a third cat in the room. And this cat was as big as a tiger. It looked the old man over and it asked,
Shall we do it now?
"No," said the others.
Let's wait till Martin comes.
The old man jumped out the window and started running, and he yelled over his shoulder,
"When Martin comes, you tell him I couldn't wait."
Pale faces to the eyeball kill. She just goes clank and boom and steam. A halo and a tail, shoveling coal inside my dreams. They're all no love, she's made of cream, she's such a scream. Keep on trimming nails in cement, a dawning out from mortal clay. The plow is red, the well is full, inside the dollhouse of her skull. Cheetah coat fills up the steam. She's such a scream. We'll be right back.
could be me. The devil is a woman with a red dress on, a gleam that flits across a roving eye. The devil is a hand that moves along a satin seam, a softly, very sweetly whispered lie. Touched a heart and made it cry. How are you gonna run? Where do you think that you can hide? What makes you think you're slick enough to take old Satan for a ride? Ain't you never noticed that no matter what it is you do, our old friend Mephistopheles gets there just ahead of you. The devil doesn't rest. Come dusk, come dawn, you compromise and wind up soul in pawn. So don't it strike you funny when you look him in the eye?
Thank you. Halloween at the end of October, I'm on the scene. she had a mask like a bird. She was dressed, she moved just like an angel, but for her I was a stranger.
End of October, I'm on the scene. Boy, am I sober.
So let us be a real lesson, lesson to you all. It really doesn't matter if they taught us wrong.
that stair. Beware, beware, I hear somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Mr. Goles is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night. Oh, that Mr. Ghost is going to town. He's feeling great, and he can't be late, cause he's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bones to hot saxophone, cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
Who wants revenge? Who's next? Start away. Astride, this night for to ride, the devil and she together, through thick and through thin, now out and then in, though ne'er so foul be the weather. A thorn or a bur she takes for a spur, with a lash of a bramble she rides now, through brakes and through briars, o'er ditches and mires, she follows the spirit that guides now. Beast for his food dares now range the wood, But hushed in his lair he lies lurking, while mischiefs by these on land and on seas at noon of night are a-working. The storm will arise and trouble the skies this night and more for the wonder. The ghost from the tomb affrighted shall come, called out by the clap of the